14:32 remaining, and back down to the defensive zone we go. The fourth icing of period number one, still scoreless here at the Houston Fieldhouse, home of RPI. Fourth line coming out with Burke, Morello, and Orval. Dartmouth no changes. Matt Baker has to take the draw once again. It's Jesper Orval in the lineup tonight. One goal on the season against the Big Green. His brother Emil is not playing. Big Green win the face-off and clear. Prepovess is in the defensive zone. Ahead and broken up at the center end line, but back onside is Jaron Burke. Amarello chasing forward over on the side wall. Burke's behind the goal. He has the puck for RPI. Skating in front for a shot. He scores. It's a puck keeper for Jaron Burke. His first ever NCAA goal, and it's got RPI up 1-0. Swooped out from behind the goal, and they gave him way too much space. A goal at 4 minutes, actually 5 minutes, 50 seconds. Even strength makes it 1-0. But Burke, no one picked him up. He skated into the faceoff circle untouched, and Lasser a wrister past Buffalo for the 1-0 lead. Burke, a freshman from Ottawa, Ontario, has his team up 1-0. RPI 3-5-3 when scoring first this season. Big Green, it hasn't bothered them too much to concede the first goal. They are 5-7-1 when doing so. More important for Dartmouth and RPI as far as the stats are concerned, who's leading after one period. But the Engineers draw first blood. It's 1-0 on the Burke goal, his first ever. Big Green will look to answer. Prepovess is in the defensive zone. Sends it up the wall past Tim Shoup. And icing the call despite a race down the ice by Victor Liljegren trying to beat the icing. And he lost an edge, putting the brakes on, and went careening into the back wall. Hopefully he's okay. Slow to get up and now being helped to his feet by a couple of teammates. No, that's not good at all. As Liljegren can't put the left ankle down, and he's one of the important players in this RPI team. Victor Liljegren with 9 goals, in fact, leads the team in scoring. Goal scoring, that is. Jacob Hayhurst with 18 points leads overall, but Liljegren will be a major loss if he can't continue, and he is heading back to the dressing room. He's not staying on the bench. And insult to injury, he may have beaten the icing, too. The fans thought he had won the race, and you know they had a point. Faceoff win for the Engineers. We'll see if Liljegren comes back. Cam Roth in his defensive zone. Graber out there now. Cross ice to Shoup. Had a little trouble at his own blue line, but he recovers. Foreman swats it into the offensive zone. It rolls in on Marshall, and Marshall holds on. 1-0 RPI. Jaron Burke with the goal. They're announcing it here now. Get assists. So Burke from his line mates, Morello and Orville. There's the 1-0 score line. Rutherford on the faceoff, couldn't win it. It was one back, instead by Brady Whiffen. Puck high in the air, comes down to Owen Stout, and Stout wrists it into the offensive zone. Demler around the boards, the Big Green catch up to it, leave it right in front of their bench, and now racing up the ice, Rutherford. Rutherford will inside out move, centering feed, nobody there. Now Demler cheating in from his point position. Demler in a nosebleed territory for him. He'll feed it back to the point to Rimshot. Rutherford top of the circle, a shot, looking for a deflection. He did have a man there in Cam Strong, but he couldn't put the puck on net. Strong chases this to the half wall. He was rubbed out by Tommy Grant, the defenseman, and the Engineers clear. Demler put a pretty good bump into the forward, Patrick Polino, to impede his progress. Polino separated from the puck, and the Big Green will get a change with 12:45 remaining in a 1-0 game in the first period. RPI in front. The Engineers come out of their defensive zone. Brady Whiffen. Stout deflects that ahead. Connor Yao's first man there in the defensive zone for the Big Green. Alex Jasek, cross-ice pass that went off the boot of Donovan Ott for RPI, and now the Engineers' Will Riley skating behind his goal. Riley, a backhand pass to Billy Jerry, far side. Jerry couldn't get it into the offensive zone. Broken up by the big green, but the Engineers with the puck again will try on the left wing. And they'll ice the puck, the faceoff, back down to the big green offensive zone with 12-12 remaining in the first period, 1-0. Still the score. Twin State Harley is the Upper Valley's premier motorcycle shop, located on the Miracle Mile in Lebanon. Check out all their inventory online at TwinStateHarleyDavidson.com and like them on Facebook. Twin State Harley and the Miracle Mile in Lebanon, we ride our own ride. RPI wins the faceoff in the defensive zone and clears immediately. Tim Shoup settles a bouncing puck by his own blue line. Mikulowski caught in the backhand, has to retreat. He'll scoop it ahead. Glove down by Semek at the blue line. Comes free, though. The big greens, Daniel Warpeka, centering feed. It bounced around. The goaltender, Marshall, didn't see it. Warpeka almost had a goal from behind the net. Warpeka now centered in front. He'll find Mikulowski for a shot, wristed wide. Shoup backhands it behind the goal. Nobody there in green. Will Riley is the first one to it. The Engineers can't clear on that far side. Shot by the big green. Speculative effort by McLaughlin. Steered aside easily by Marshall as Dartmouth changes up. Timberline coming out there. Raber's already out there, in fact. Now the puck by the RPI bench. Billy Jerry trying to bulldoze through two players. River Rimsha knocked the puck out of play with 11:22 to go. In the first period, 1-0 the score between Dartmouth and RPI. Richard Liljegren. Not down there on the bench. As I mentioned, he went to the locker room. The RPI's bench just below me here at the Houston Fieldhouse. Face off of the center ice logo. It was sent down the ice behind the Dartmouth goal. Brendan Dembler back to play it. With his defensive partner, River Rimshew, coughed up the puck. Back to the point. A shot through traffic by Wilson. Knocked down. The big green might have numbers if they hurry. Here comes Graber. In by himself. A shot down low as he went wide side on Wilson. Back to the point. Rimsha near side. A shot deflected. It changed direction and Marshall still made the save. Graber got the lumber on it. Backhand attempt. Is it in? They score! It came out very quickly. The right light didn't go on immediately, but the referee signaled it's a goal, and Will Graber has tied the game. Graber had a goal against RPI last time. He's tied it up here, and the big green have equalized. It's 1-1. Might take a look at this just to make sure. The goal at the 9 minutes, 8 second mark, Will Graber. Graber scores his sixth of the season. It's an even strength goal to pull it back, and we're on level terms once again. He's waiting to see if the goal was signaled, and the light came on, and it did late. Into the offensive zone for the Engineers. A goal mouse scramble. Buffalo with a save on Tyrannies. RPI with a puck. They feed the blue line. It went out over the stripe, and Mears Moore has to go back and play it. Almost gave it away to Corey Kalk. Moore onside with it now. A shot on Buffalo over the crossbar. Tyrannies knocks it to the corner boards. Centering pass, bouncing around the slot, and Moore can't keep it in, reaching behind him. The Engineers have to vacate. Dangerous shift, though, for Hayhurst and Burgess out there. Those two out there together with Aaron Tyrannies, who's taking Liljegren's spot on the line.
Who is assisted by number 10, Shane Seller. And by number 2, River Rimsha.
Shane Seller and River Rimsha get assists. Graber had a goal against RPI the last time these team played. Seller had one of his 2 3-point games that night, a goal and a couple assists, and Shane now 7 points in his last 8 games. River Rimsha's assist is his first point of the season. 1-1 as we pass the halfway mark of period number one. Cam Strong battling on the back wall in the offensive zone with Tommy Grant. Puck squirting free back to the point. Held there, shot by Roth, knocked down. Strong's backhand through the blue paint and wide. Cam Strong's a guy who's itching for a goal. He has no points in his last 11. He is absolutely due. Tim Shoup swats that behind the goal. Blankmeyer's over there in the half wall on the far side, sending it right back around clockwise. Now it's Strong into the faceoff circle, lost the puck. It's scooped out of there and dumped down the ice by the Engineers. Blankmeyer will back in into the offensive zone. The big green will change it up. It's fed down the ice by RPI. A sloppy pass results in an icing with 9:10 remaining. In the first period, 1-1 the score between Dartmouth and RPI. Jaron Burke at 5:50 for the Engineers. Will Graber answering back at 9:08 for Dartmouth. Graber's out there now with the rest of the timber line. We will do the face-off with Jacob Hayhurst to the right of goaltender Marshall. And Hayhurst won it back. Riley stolen away from him by Foreman. Sellers muscled off the puck by Mears Moore with a big green back on it. Graber. Graber and Seller both in the corner. Graber back towards Seller, a bouncing puck. Foreman on the back wall now in possession. Foreman skating away from Moore. Got some separation. Seller in the faceoff circle couldn't pull the trigger. Back to the point it goes. Rimshaw holds onto it. He'll backhand it in deep. Graber had it pop off his stick on the backhand, and that allows the Engineers to clear. Brendan Demler races to pick it up in his defensive zone. He's got a man in Patrick Foligno in hot pursuits. Foreman dumps it into the offensive ends. Marshall slows it down, almost gave it away, and did so. Now an opportunity, they score! It's Graber again. Johnny on the spot. Marshall made a play behind the goal, didn't control the puck cleanly, and Graber has had the puck find him and buried it. Marshall got back in position, almost anyway, left a little bit of room between the goaltender and the post, and Graber found it for a second of the night. The Big Green have a 2-1 lead. We'll step aside for a break. 8:24 remaining in the first period. Dartmouth up 2-1 on RPI. You're listening to Dartmouth Hockey presented by Learfield. Otts playing consistently since January 19th. He hadn't skated until that game against Brown. He's been in the lineup consistently, the freshman has. Looking for his first goal. He's from Lebanon, Ohio. Same place as Brendan Demler. I would bet they've seen each other in the past. Well, they played for different junior teams. Big Green in the defensive zone. Skated out after the faceoff. Shane Seller with two helpers already toward Foreman. Foreman a shot as he got mixed up with River Rimshaw. Still managed to put the shot toward the goal. Now Foreman behind the net. This line has caused havoc tonight. In front to Graber, a backhand just wide. He faked to the forehand, spun around to the backhand, and he had room stick side down low if he could hit the targets. But he just missed. Jacob Hayhurst onside, trying to get through the legs of River Rimshaw, cleaned him out with a shoulder. That got the ire of the RPI crowd. Now behind the goal line, over in the corner, the Big Green defensive zone. The puck came free to Shane Seller. Seller with 6:05 remaining. Graber now, his way was cut off. He turned back as he knew Owen Stout was in the way. Now Foreman to the offensive end with Seller.